I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week in The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Hunter Turner, but you may know him by his stage name.
Stage name also go by Hunter Prey. I am a mental health technician at Rescue Crisis. Outside of that, spoken word artist and an MC.
Hunter became a spoken word artist at a young age when his mother noticed his poetry. Hunter was still in middle school when his mother took him to an open mic.
At the time, it was at this little bar slash club on Ashland. I think it was either called like the Bop Club then or the Fifth Quarter, one of them. And a friend of hers that she knew who was in the arts and who was into poetry, she was actually hosting this open mic. So, it's in the evening. We go there. I am literally the only child in there, easily, because it's just all adults. And I read my poetry. It was received well. And the adults in the room just embraced me. There are some that I still know and are friends with till this day, like who are definitely inspirations to me. There's a local poet by the name of Melvin Douglas who was there way back then. Yeah, after that, it kind of sparked a flame in me, and I've kind of been writing ever since.
With the support of the local Toledo community, Hunter left to study at the University of Cincinnati, still pursuing spoken word poetry. But the job market in Cincinnati became thin, and Hunter had to return to Toledo, taking a job, as he mentioned earlier, as a mental health technician. The return, though, was not an easy one. As many Rough Draft Diaries guests have described the feeling of returning back to their hometown when it wasn't part of their original plan.
To be honest, it was kind of difficult. Toledo is my home, and I love it, and there's so many great things here. But if I were to be honest, at least in my neighborhood where I grew up in, they always had this saying, I guess, about the rubber band of Toledo. It's like there would be people who would go to leave out of Toledo and try and, you know, either make it out of Toledo. And then somewhere down the line, eventually they'd come back. It always kind of felt like, man, almost like you couldn't make it outside of Toledo. It was like, yeah, it was like success was being able to go away from Toledo and do your thing outside of Toledo. So when I first came back to Toledo, I honestly, there was a bit of that within me, but it was kind of foolish.
But those feelings got smaller as Hunter simply transferred what he was doing in Cincinnati to Toledo. Writing, of course, but also organizing community outreach, creating programs to support the up-and-coming writers of Toledo.
Yeah, when I was in Cincinnati, I had taught like this, it was almost like a hip-hop education class with a college friend of mine. Once I was here, at least a couple years ago, I was asked by a friend of mine, you think you might be able to do a workshop, like a poetry workshop for the kids? I said, yeah. And we came up with this workshop called Rep, and we did it at Kent Branch Library. And, like, it was a beautiful experience. Had a couple kids who came religiously, beautifully talented. I was able to get some of my local friends and poets to come in and kind of speak about their process in writing metaphors and similes, and, you know, since they're young, you know, a lot of them listen to rap and everything else, just kind of like those inner connections between rap and poetry and the literary world, and also how to perform. They said it was beautiful.
For Hunter, a part of learning to perform is learning the importance of your own voice, a lesson he learned that he hopes to impart on these young poets.
You know, I'm very much a proponent of Nina Simone, because Nina Simone, I believe, had a quote basically just stating what an artist's job or artist's duty is: to capture the time and to capture these moments. That's essentially what I'm trying to do, capture these times, capture the moments, capture the feeling, everything that's happening. And sometimes it can be very painful. And so sometimes it can be beautiful, but that's the type of humanity that needs to be shared, especially now.
So now that Hunter is firmly back in Toledo, he's participating in a cycle of history repeating itself. When he was younger, he received support from the generation before him. Now he is providing it for the generation after him, a tradition of support that Hunter now happily participates in.
Once I got here, there was that feeling. And what I found today is, like, if anything, like I said earlier, here in Toledo, beautiful people here in Toledo, if anything, I just want a bigger spotlight for Toledo. Because I feel if there's a bigger spotlight, people will see and folks will come here to be a part or to at least tap the folks that are here.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.